The Pat Kenny Show
on News Talk with Mastercard.
Have you ever felt that you're not in control of your own life? That someone close to you is actually pulling the strings? The controlling behaviour of a partner or friend can negatively affect your own self-esteem. And in serious cases, it can even result in abuse. Joining me now is our relationship counsellor, psychotherapist, Trish Murphy. Trish, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, the controller and the controlee, does it have to be sort of romantically engaged people, or can it be anybody?
Gosh, no, I bet you there's a lot of people listening who are thinking about friendships, or who are thinking about flatmates, who are thinking about all those other types of situations and parental situations where there's an awful lot of control going on and the person in receipt of it is suffering quite a lot.
Who is dysfunctional? The person who's allowing themselves to be controlled, or the person who's doing the controlling, or both perhaps?
Well, both are deeply affected. I think the person who's doing the controlling has issues. Because anybody who has to exert that much control in order to feel safe in their lives probably needs to deal with an underlying insecurity, perhaps a bit of an obsessive compulsive behaviour pattern, whatever it might be. However, the person in receipt of it gradually, and if you're around that person for quite a long time, will start to have symptoms of, you know, fear, hiding, depression even. So it affects both people, or indeed there may be more than two people, a huge amount.
Now, presumably there are degrees of this, that to some extent people do try to control each other in small ways, but at a certain point it becomes a problem.
I think the difference is We influence, of course, our behaviour influences other people. And if you hang around, like if you want to get fit and you hang around with people who are interested in fitness, you'd probably get fitter. So, of course, we influence people. The difference with controlling is that in order for one person to live their lives, they need the behaviour of the other person to suit them. And that is not on. And I suppose that's the piece that makes it extremely difficult.
Do they tend to control multiple people, say, in the workplace? Or is that simply bullying if you have that kind of thing? Or is it always on a one-to-one basis that they pick on somebody to control?
I suppose it shows up in those intimate situations. And I think picking on somebody is probably slightly unfair. I mean, I think often they have wonderful qualities. And so the other person really likes them a lot in lots of ways. They see their vulnerability. They forgive them this stuff. And yet it goes on and goes on. And so the other person, the controlled person, tends to walk around in eggshells, double checking everything to make sure there isn't going to be an issue. Don't tell them certain things in case it raises jealousy or insecurity. And so it goes on.
Yeah. So, like in the workplace, I met Joe for lunch today. This is a female saying this and going home to the significant other and just doesn't say, I met Joe for lunch because of the consequences.
Because of the consequences. And I think then the suspicion of the other person grows and the whole situation actually gets a bit worse. So, you know, it takes a while to see the control. It you know, often you like the person so much and it takes a while to see this emerging. And so you're already in a pattern by the time you recognise that this is actually a big problem.
Are there some people who actually almost enjoy being controlled? In other words, myself and my gal pal are planning to go on holiday this summer. And the gal pal is one of those get up and go gal pals who comes back and said, now wait till I tell you where we're staying and wait till I tell you how we're flying out and what time it is and what we're going to do. We're going to go on this excursion and that. And the other person says, God, this is great.
Yeah, and I mean, that's perfect, but that's not control. That's choice. You're choosing to let the other person do all the thing.
And
that's a very different thing. But I think there'll be a lot of people who are listening who feel it's really difficult because they like the other person. They don't just want to abandon them. But at the same time, they can't put up with this level of control anymore. So it's very difficult.
Now, does it lead to abuse? I mean, Safe Ireland have a website and they talk about the rise in the number of people who are either physically, verbally, psychologically abused.
I think, it, of course, there's a whole continuum of this. And at the higher ends of it, it is very frightening. And I think one of the things we always say is that people should leave that relationship. But it's not that simple because you often love that person and they recognize it. They ask for forgiveness. And so it gets worse. So it's not a simple thing as just leave. It's complicated. And, you know, there's a lot more nuance to it than we believe.
I mean, you talked about the insecurities of the controller and therefore they need to keep an eye on the other person. But Could it be that they are insecure about the other person, that they feel they can't cope as well with the world as
yes.
the controller can
yes,
cope?
Yes, of course. But it's the idea is that if, you know, you need to recognise these things and get some help about it. Because if you don't do it, everybody that you care about is going to leave you. That's
so,
what will
so
happen.
So what are the signs that you're either a controller or are being controlled?
Well, I think if you're having a lot of secrets, you're hiding a lot, you're double thinking before you come in the door, I think that's the dodgy end of it, as the person who's being in receipt of it. If you're a controller, you're overwatching, you're watching what somebody's doing on social media, you're watching, you know, you're checking, you might have, you know, the app on the phone where you're checking where they are all the time. These kinds of things, and that in order for you to feel okay and feel secure, that you have to know where somebody else is at all times, that is very risky.
And do people actually need to go for help, or can they DIY it?
I think, you know, some people, awareness and, you know, setting boundaries and having a checklist with your partner is a fantastic thing. But some people really need help with this. Of course they do, because it's deep seated and it might come from family of origin. So it might be very difficult to undo it, because it might have made sense in their family originally. And now they're playing out that same thing over and over again. So, of course, some people need help with it.